How can you see into my eyes like open doors? Leading you down into my core. Will I become so numb? With the last song, my spirit sleeping somewhere cold. Until you find it there and meet it back home.
Political talking point of the morning, of the hour, so far is DAG Rosenstein briefing House members on the Russia probe, which is interesting because you'll hear folks in Congress and the intelligence community say that there is classified evidence or secret evidence of Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. But so far, everything that we've seen publicly, most notably the CrowdStrike nonsense and the dossier that was the result of political opposition research campaign initiated by Republican opponents of Donald Trump, picked up by Democrats, and then allegedly, because remember, I've read from Senator Chuck Grassley's letters to his unanswered letters to former director, FBI director Jim Comey. And those letters, again, alleging, based on mainstream news accounts, that the FBI was interested in the dossier and even was rumored to have agreed to pay Christopher Steele to continue the investigation. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, May 22nd, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always,
Thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is, to be sure. It just gets wilder and stranger all the time. I'm your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discourse. The world is, well, here in America, it seems that any hope that anyone held out of Donald Trump bucking the establishment, that hope seems to be dwindling, as you can see over the weekend, as Donald Trump visited Saudi Arabia and now is in Israel. The news cycle has calmed down tremendously, because, as I would put it, basically, Donald Trump has folded into the establishment narrative, or specifically in this case, the foreign policy, the establishment foreign policy objective and narrative. And I think that's tragically unfortunate. One of my favorite examples, when for folks who ask, or anyone who wants to know, you listen to this broadcast. I've said it a number of times, and I feel like a stuck record, so I won't stick on it today. But if you go to the United Nations Human Rights Council entry on Wikipedia, and just to begin with, the term human rights is an unsavory talking point. You go back to the technocratic reports on human resources, for example, and in one of the TruthStream media videos I saw recently, Melissa Dykes was saying essentially what I have said, which is, when you put technocrats in charge of things, it sounds good in the beginning. You know, we have these programs, for example, the Welch models and Six Sigma and lean management and all of these kinds of things that have come into vogue in recent years, but it sounds good. Efficiency sounds good, and there definitely is a place for it. But when you get to the point where efficiency starts to suck the life, the heart and soul out of an organization and its people, then obviously that doesn't feel good to the people who are involved or working for that organization. And that's really what that represents. So, and it was supposed to be that all along, really. And now technocrats care less and less, because robots are going to replace a vast majority of the workforce anyway. But they plan to do that all along. And if you read some of their old stuff, I mean, it's not surprising, unfortunately. Anyway, what I usually say is, when you put a technocrat in charge of people, a bean counter, then people become beans to the bean counter. So it's not surprising when they feel like the treatment is inhumane, so to speak. And the United Nations was always set up to be the organization that takes over the world, a little dictatorship that's far removed from any country. You can't really object to anything, because there's no neck to grab, so to speak, which is why representative government from people in your own neighborhood was a good idea. John Adams, put it this way in a letter to Abigail Adams back in May 17, 1776 specifically. He said, there is something very unnatural and odious in a government 1,000 leagues off, a whole government of our own choice, managed by persons whom we love, revere, and can confide in, which probably implies that it's somebody that you've met, has charms in it for which men will fight. Imagine that, a neck to grab from your own local neighborhood, so to speak. So the United Nations was always set up to be the organization that essentially rules the world, because the world isn't big enough or smart enough or mature enough to sort out its own problems. That's what's happening these days. All of this contrived chaos, manufactured chaos, so that the UN will be presented as the only body that can sort out the world's problems. But all of these problems are contrived, which brings us back to Saudi Arabia and Israel. So I always mention, and to preface, human rights, the term human rights, it's bogus. I won't get into the specifics on that, have before. And the United Nations is not, it's an unsavory body, always has been, the reinvention of the League of Nations. And they always use these titles, United Nations, Federal Reserve, Patriot Act. It's always misleading. That notwithstanding, if you go to the United Nations Human Rights Council Wikipedia entry and you scroll down to Section 2, under Section 2, titled Specific Issues, you find Israel and Saudi Arabia, 2.1 and 2.7 respectively. So, under Israel, as I've mentioned before, the first words in that section under overview say, or read as follows, as of 2015, Israel has been condemned in 62 resolutions by the Council since its creation in 2006. The Council has resolved more resolutions condemning Israel than the rest of the world combined. Think about that. By April 2007, that's a year after the creation of the Council had passed 11 resolutions condemning Israel, the only country which it had specifically condemned. Towards Sudan, a country with human rights abuses as documented by the Council's working groups, it has expressed deep concern. The Council voted on June 30, 2006, to make a review of alleged human rights abuses by Israel a permanent feature of every council session. The council's special rapporteur on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is its only expert mandate with no year of expiry. The resolution, which was sponsored by Organization of the Islamic Conference, passed by a vote of 29-12 with 5 abstentions. Human Rights Watch urged it to look at international human rights and humanitarian law violations committed by Palestinian armed groups as well. Human Rights Watch called on the Council to avoid the selectivity that discredited its predecessors, and urged it to hold special sessions on other urgent situations such as that in Darfur. But the point is, and then you, as you read further into it, you can see that there is objection on the part of the what some would call the Jewish lobby. I would call the political Zionist lobby. So that's the section for Israel. Then you skip forward to Saudi Arabia. In September 2015, Faisal bin Hassan Trad. And before I get to that, You know, we see the Trump administration in Israel right now. I am reminded of the question that was asked Hafez Assad, former Syria president, father of Bashar al-Assad. Hafez Assad was asked about possible war between Israel and Syria. And he said, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said, if there is a war, it'll set both countries back 100 years. But remember, 100 years ago, there was no what they call Israel today. And honestly, I think that would be one of the best things that could possibly happen, personally. Because this modern geopolitical contrivance, you know, we're hearing all of the same rhetoric, the same nonsense that we hear from administration to administration, aren't we? It's worse than having a dictatorship, because what we have is a headless dictatorship, so to speak. The figurehead or the puppet head is nothing more than that, just a figurehead. And the same objectives from administration to administration are pursued in precisely the fashion that Carol Quigley talked about. We talk about the deep state, but we're not really naming names. And that doesn't bode well. We don't talk about who is actually pulling things, orchestrating things from behind the scenes. And so we maintain this illusion of democracy, which is a concept that people don't understand. If they did, they wouldn't, I don't think, in most cases, talk about it the way that they do. Maintain the illusion of a constitutional republic, which we haven't operated on or the basis of for well over 100 years, unfortunately. At least 100 years, I'll say, because the power establishment that codified the specious paper currency printing press back in 1913 has since, shortly before and definitely since, created a superstructure over our constitutional republic. I've talked about that too. The administrative fourth branch that is in itself being supplanted by the technocratic regime, and people seem to welcome that. So anyway, the Saudi entry for the United Nations Human Rights Council, in September of 2015, Faisal bin Hassan Trad, Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the UN in Geneva, has been elected chair of the United Nations Human Rights Council panel that appoints independent experts. UN Executive Director Hillel Nour said it's scandalous that the UN chose a country that has beheaded more people this year than ISIS to be head of a key human rights panel. Petrodollars and politics have trumped human rights. They behead, well, the people that the social justice warriors are proceeding for here in America in Marxist and Linsky-ite fashion, but we'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, A visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back.
Something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse.
Lots and lots of weird stuff going on. You know, I think I mentioned last week the piece that you can find on republicbroadcasting.org. Lou Dobbs' coverage of the title of the story published on Republic Broadcasting. The website, the title of the story, is Lou Dobbs' exclusive expose of Seth Rich murder and complete interview of Rich murder investigation. This is an interesting situation with many recent developments, many twists and turns, and broad implications, because if what many propose is true, and now Kim.com said Friday that he is the evidence, and that he knew Seth Rich to some degree. He was apparently a person instrumental in facilitating the leaked DNC emails to WikiLeaks. So if that's true, then of course that completely shuts down the Russia hacking nonsense and a large degree of the collusion nonsense. It completely discredits the notion that for some unknown reason Russia hacked or facilitated the hacking of the DNC. For what purpose? To publish emails? I mean, how would you know to hack the DNC to find emails that you don't know are there, or facilitate that, and you know, to leak those to WikiLeaks? It's a very bizarre argument. Anyway, so the Seth Rich murder investigation has really gone nowhere, as I understand it, over the last year. And the DC Police Department is not answering questions, apparently. And you have folks like Heather Podesta, Tony Podesta, who is John Podesta's brother. Heather Podesta is Tony's former wife. I think they were divorced in 2014, I want to say. But Heather Podesta and partners rebranded recently her lobbying firm. And for those that don't know, I think her Wikipedia entry even says Heather Podesta has been a Democratic lobbyist. She has been described as the insider's insider and the it girl of Washington. That's from Wikipedia. So we know that John Podesta is a suspicious and unsavory character, but Heather Podesta is currently a member of the board of directors of the Washington, D.C. Police Foundation, as I understand it. That's just a little bit of circumstantial evidence. You remember when we played Rod Wheeler's appearance on Sean Hannity last week, that he said there was pressure coming from the DNC, and the D.C. police shut down the investigation, wouldn't answer.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, it's good getting used. Oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother.
Welcome back. Lots of weird, weird stuff going on. You know, back to the Israel and Saudi Arabia nonsense. I mean, we just should stop trying to fold into that establishment narrative that seeks to normalize the abnormal, the bizarre, the freakish. You know, the Israel scenario, again, as I always say, I would challenge anyone to try to equate the modern geopolitical contrivance known as Israel with the biblical Israel. They're not the same. You show me how
this thing that is called Israel today is synonymous with the biblical Israel. And I will be a believer, but the way that that biblical Israel came to be, you know, people are running around this country and around the world because this is the issue. It's political Zionism versus Islam equals World War III, and we need a babysitter to come sort out the world's problems that are manufactured primarily by these two countries, if you will. Think about it. I mean, it's not ironic that Donald Trump is in these two places, the largest sponsors of terrorism in the region, and really, I would say, throughout the world, are the two places, the first foreign visits that Donald Trump has made. Saudi Arabia and Israel. This is where terrorism comes from. It's political Zionism versus political Islam collided together, drawing everyone in. As I was saying, there are people running around this country saying, you got to support Israel, don't you? We support Israel, don't we? As a Bible-believing someone who would hope to esteem himself to be a Christian, because I don't think that that's something that we can just kind of tack on to ourselves lightly, but as a person who believes the Bible, yes, of course, I believe that I am obligated, because of those beliefs, to support Israel. But which Israel are we talking about? The modern geopolitical contrivance that masquerades as the biblical Israel, and the two are conflated, which I think is wrong. I don't support that. It's a terrorist organization, just like Saudi Arabia. And there were some news outlets, Fox News to their credit in particular, over the weekend, who basically alluded to the fact that it seems kind of odd. How is this going to square? I mean, I still hold out a modicum of hope that, you know, maybe it is seventh dimension chess or something, and somehow by selling the terrorist $109 billion worth of arms now and more later, and allowing them to invest in our infrastructure, why are we letting the terrorists invest here, or the sponsors of terrorism? They are terrorists when, you know, you ask the Yemeni people, are the Saudis terrorists? I'm sure many of them would say yes, because the $109 billion that we just sold Saudi Arabia, much of that, I'm sure, will find its way to Yemen. Unfortunately. So there were some folks, as I said, to Fox News credit, there are a couple of hosts I heard over the weekend that asked the question, how is this all going to play out? How's it going to square when Rex Tillerson is there in Saudi Arabia saying that we, how did he put it? Finding ways I forget how we put it, something about the funding of terrorism. Oh yeah, we will find new ways to disrupt terrorism financing. And then he reiterates the $109 billion Saudi arms sale. And as I would say, Joseph Goebbels marvels and Orwell rolls over in his grave. I thought it was astonishing that that was the little footer, one of the little ticker headlines during the speech. It's astonishing, the Orwellian mind job that's happening here. I mean, you see that flag in the background, you ask anybody, doesn't that look like the ISIS flag? Yeah, it does. It's green, but I mean, it's not the black flag of jihad, as they say. But it sure kind of looks like the ISIS flag. Wonder why that is. Well, because it's the same Shahada. It's the same statement of faith. It's the same creed. Because Saudi Arabia, after all, was ISIS before ISIS was ISIS. Again, that United Nations Human Rights Council Wikipedia entry really says it all. And again, quoting Hillel Neuer, it's scandalous that this this country is, which, as Hillel Neuer put it, has beheaded more people than ISIS in that year, 2015 anyway, to be head of a key human rights panel. And now the UN Women's Rights Commission as well. That's just, you know, I mean, it's astonishing. Meanwhile, Linda Sarsour and the rest of her cultural Marxist jihadists, really, are prancing around making a bunch of noise here in America, where women vote, women drive, women don't have to cover themselves up, and they prove that all the time, running around in the most inappropriate sorts of ways, unfortunately. Not picking on women or any particular group. We've all lost our minds in America. We've allowed ourselves to be shaken and moved from the foundational tenets of our constitutional republic: virtue, morality, and religion. That's it. But again, some observed, Fox in particular, how are you going to square the fighting of terrorism when you're funding and arming the terrorist sponsors in Saudi, and particularly this Wahhabist? And there were some, as I said, there were at least two hosts, but this was Saturday and Sunday. So who knows how many people saw that, and it goes down the memory hole, because no one looks into this, unfortunately. I mean, not enough people to make a dent in the normalized talking points. You know, now we're on to Israel and the two-state solution, or the one-state solution. The solution is to roll the clock back to before the Balfour Declaration, which was violated clearly, back to before the Sykes-Picot Agreement and the other one around the same time. I forget the name of that one. The more mysterious one that you never hear about, which is probably why it escapes my memory from time to time. But that's the real answer. And as you will hear from experts who study the issue, there was no infighting. That infighting that we've heard about for years, you know, the Sunni-Shia conflict, they can't seem to get along. That's not true. What happened was that alliance between Wahhab and the House of Saud gave rise to this radical, puritanical, fundamentalist form of what is purported to be Islam. It's an ideology more than a religion, in the precisely the paraphrasing of Marx. Religion is the opiate of the masses. So you go to Salafi movement on Wikipedia, scroll down to the section titled Views on Extremism, and it says right there, Salafism, which some have observed is Wahhabism on tour, so to speak. Wahhabism has always been the official religion of the House of Saud since that unholy alliance back in the mid-18th century between Wahhab and the House of Saud. Salafism is sponsored globally by Saudi Arabia. And this ideology, not religion, this ideology is used to justify the violent acts of jihadi Salafi groups that include Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, and the Al-Shabaab. In other words, including but not limited to. In addition, Saudi Arabia prints textbooks for schools and universities to teach Salafism, as well as recruit international students from Egypt, Bangladesh, Indonesia, Africa, and the Balkans to help spreading Salafism in their local communities. How wonderful. And then down just below that, regional groups and movements. Saudi Arabia, Wahhabism. Wahhabism is a more strict Saudi form of Salafism. So, and according to Mark Jury, who states that Saudi leaders, quote, are active and diligent, end quote, using their considerable financial resources, quote, in funding and promoting Salafism all around the world, end quote. So, you're telling me that this country is predominantly responsible for, as the Wikipedia entry for Salafi movement points out, for sponsoring, this country is particularly responsible for sponsoring this ideology, Salafism, Wahhabism on tour, which is used to justify the violent acts of jihadi Salafi groups that include Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, and the Al-Shabaab. This is a group, well, this is a country that they share many core underlying principles with these radical jihadi groups or whatever you want to call them. It's this ideology that infects people in places, that messes with their heads, and is leading, you know, Gerda Coleman put it very well, the Wahhabizing of Europe and now America and the world. It's these two countries. That's all I'm going to say about that for now. It's just provocatively ironic to see the Trump administration in Saudi Arabia and Israel, two countries that we helped bring to play on the world stage. The United States is essentially largely responsible for that in a variety of ways. Directly in the case of Israel, more indirectly in the case of Saudi Arabia. But we are essentially responsible, a proxy to the terrorist sponsors, if you will. So we have proxies of proxies. It's a weird thing. And, you know, the couple of things in this segment. Mueller and the Russiagate, real fast. Robert Mueller and the Russiagate thing. You know, I suspect that as long as the Trump administration, Donald Trump himself, is folding into the establishment narrative, the more that happens, the less the special counsel will find. But if Donald Trump wants to buck the system, it's interesting. Speaking of that, the latest developments, everybody's kind of freaking out about the Michael Flynn refusing the subpoena. Everybody's kind of saying, how is that possible? But Michael Flynn has sought immunity, says he has a story to tell, doesn't get immunity. Expert observers note that him seeking immunity, saying he has a story to tell, and refusing the subpoena is all just good lawyering, as some put it. But we'll see how that all unfolds. Anyway, Mueller and Russiagate probably won't go anywhere as long as the Trump administration continues to fold into the establishment narrative, particularly foreign policy. And I find it astonishing that Donald Trump could actually try to say what he said to his supporters about the investment of Saudi dollars and jobs, jobs, jobs. It's insane what's happening there. I mean, beyond words, really. Jason Chaffetz, moving on, of course, announced last week on the 18th that he will be stepping down. He announced last month, almost a month ago exactly, that he would not seek re-election. He's a rising Republican star from Utah. Utah's 3rd congressional district. Been in the House for just over 8 years, and now he's going to step down effective June 30th. Won't even serve out his full term. But he had some interesting words. We'll talk more when we come
back. This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Chose man to make me blue.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's broadcast. Lots of weird stuff happening. We'll talk more about some of this stuff in the second hour. Some of it, much of it conjectural on the surface, but Jason Chaffetz, as I said, mentioned that he's stepping down. His press release, May 18th, states, "My life has undergone some big changes over the last 18 months. Those changes have been good, but as I celebrated my 50th birthday in March, the reality of spending more than 1,500 nights away from my family over 8 years hit me harder than it had before." And so it's an interesting development. The House Oversight Committee chair stepping down from his elected position next month is very strange. I think it's peculiar. You know, last month he announced he won't seek re-election. This month he's saying this, and he's been making some bold statements. Interesting, for example, on Fox News over the weekend, Fox has this piece titled "Chaffetz Blasts White House Leakers. You ought to put handcuffs on them." And that's an interesting piece. Maybe we'll play a clip from that. But it's interesting, you know, as I said last week, when we talk about these leaks and things, someone observed that the anonymous sources get the Pulitzer Prize awards this year because anonymous sources are everywhere, apparently. And it's just fascinating to watch how we're talking about nothing third hand. We're talking about nothing third hand, the alleged Comey memo. Has anyone seen it yet? Chaffetz, I think, is one of the folks who has been saying, "Show me the memo. Where is it? I don't even, why are we talking about something we don't even know is real?" Every bit of everything that seems to come out in the Washington Post and New York Times in particular is always anonymously sourced. And while we're on the Washington Post, New York Times, we might as well throw CNN and NBC in and talk about that Harvard study real quick that has been getting quite a bit of coverage by a certain amount of broadcasts. Even CNN mentioned it, and that was kind of interesting. But the Harvard study of media coverage of Trump's first 100 days, as Town Hall put it, Loretta Brown over at Town Hall, sets a new standard in negativity. So Donald Trump is vindicated once again. Not to cast myself as a Trump apologist or sympathizer, but facts are facts. And Harvard Kennedy School Shorenstein Center on Media, Politics, and Public Policy released a study of the first 100 days of the Trump presidency and the media coverage. And the report, based on an analysis of news reports in print editions of the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post, and then the main newscasts of CBS, CNN, Fox News, and NBC, and three European outlets, UK's Financial Times, BBC, and Germany's ARD, found that the media coverage of Trump's first 100 days set a new standard for negativity. That's from the report. Quote, "At 80% negative coverage, Clinton received 60% negative coverage during his first 100 days, George W. Bush 57% negative, and Obama just 41% negative. Trump's coverage was unsparing," the report found. "In no week did the coverage drop below 70% negative, and it reached 90% negative at its peak. And the period when Trump received his most positive coverage," which I'm sure this week will be the same, based on the trip to the terrorist sponsor nations, Saudi Arabia and Israel, the surrogacy nations, "but the period when Trump received his most